Freight rates. A freight rate is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. In logistics, an established price for the transport of goods, based on any number of factors, for example, distance, weight, measure, equipment type, package, or commodity. For transported freight, the rate often refers to the price per unit weight required to move a specific product between origin and destination. For example, in the U.S., this may be quoted as a price per hundredweight, or the weight in pounds divided by 100. All transported products are grouped into uniform classifications that take into consideration the characteristics of a product or a commodity that influence the cost of transportation. Products with similar density, handling requirements, stowability, value characteristics, and liability are usually part of the same classification. This classification, or freight rating, reduces the need to handle products individually. Ratings are used to determine freight costs, but ratings are not the same thing as prices or transportation costs. Ratings merely point out a product's transportation characteristics as compared to those of other products. Due to the specialized nature of some transported goods, another way to classify service types is whether they can use general trucking vehicles and payloads, for example, palletized goods, or need specialized vehicles and payloads, for example, pine logs, dangerous goods, boats. The latter category will have specialized freight rating by industry. The process of setting freight rates in the U.S. is as follows. Use a groupings tariff to determine rate basis points. Rate basis points are used to simplify the number of shipping points based on the most common shipping point in each geographic grid area. For example, in the U.S., a grid overlays the U.S. map. Determine the rate basis number for the relevant rate basis points from the rate basis tariff schedule. Use the product classification system to determine the product class rate and cost per unit weight. Determine the freight rate for the rate basis number by multiplying the class rate by the shipment weight in unit weight. In the U.S., there is also a system called class rates, which simplifies the billing process by setting freight rates for all items in a given class of goods or commodities. Using a class rate when shipping a large volume of goods can be a less expensive option. Note that the freight class called freight of all kinds, FAK, can be used to simplify the process, as indicated by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary Supplemental Glossary Definition of Freight of All Kinds, which indicates that FAK can simplify logistics by consolidating different products to be transported under one negotiated rate, regardless of individual product rates. In the U.S., less than truckloaded or low-volume load carriers enjoy a distinct market concentration advantage over the highly fragmented TL/CL sector. The top five LTL/LCL carriers by revenue have had a 52% market share in 2022. Because LTL/LCL carriers face significant barriers to entry, there are fewer of them. A typical LTL/LCL hub-and-spoke network operation requires an enormous capital outlay for real estate, terminals, and around-the-clock staff. In contrast to this, TL/CL carriers operate largely point-to-point without much in terms of brick-and-mortar costs. It is important to note that freight ratings are valid for both truck and rail transport. The rail classification system is different from the truck classification system.